Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 31, we were talking about the casualties we face if we forsake the Lord and turn to our own power. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Essentially, when we remove the old landmarks, we abandon the faith of our fathers, particularly this blessed book, then we can expect God's hand to be taken off. That's why so many turn to the arm of flesh to try to do the work of God, and it only becomes a religion at that point. We've had this radio ministry for the last 13 years, and God has blessed it. People have been saved through it. People have been edified through it. It's helped some folks along the way. And I hope that it's helped you. But if we go away from the teaching of the Word, if we begin to leave things out, if we begin to water it down, then we've really left the ministry in order to have a worldly success. Now, as we look to our text here, we look at the first three verses, and we see the casualties. It says there, "Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him. He was sore wounded of the archers." Now, as we see all of this unfolding in front of us here, we see the subjects. That is, the people of Israel. Now, very fortunately, Saul had divided the army for the battle. In verse 7, we'll read that the men on the other side of the valley of Israel, they flee when they see that Saul and his sons are defeated and dead. So it's a good thing that he had divided it so that part of the army is saved. As a matter of fact, I believe that Abner, Saul's general, was on the other side. The plan was to attack the Philistines from both sides. But the Philistines' battle plan became, let's go after Saul's side. Let's put all of our effort right there. And so as they did, many fell. And as they saw the others falling, they retreated, and they fled. It's a shame when God's people flee an enemy over which they should have a great victory. But you know, there are things that you and I in our lifetimes may not be a military battle, yet it is a Christian warfare, and there are things that you and I will need to flee. For an example, we are to flee, the Bible tells us, youthful lust, the desires of this world, that is. You know, it's interesting because we just said that passage from 2 Timothy 2:22, to flee also youthful lust. And that's often heard or used only in a moral, sexual connotation. And that does apply, but that's not the only thing. It can be other things. that may not be the only idea in the context here. For example, the youthful lust appears in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. But let's look at some verses leading up to that. In verse 15, it says of 2 Timothy 2, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, there's just a couple things about that passage, that verse. Study until God approves. God begins to show you his word. You study and you stick with it until God gives you understanding. Therefore, you become a workman that doesn't have to be ashamed because you rightly divide the word of truth. But in that you're a workman. Now, think of this. In that you're a workman, then it also shows it was from your study of his word that you learn the work. Now, you go on to the next verse, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now, this is why the context is so important. Some people look at study to show thyself approved, and there are those who say, well, the word study has the idea of all-out effort. It's not really about getting into the Word of God. But then, when he talks about to rightly divide the word of truth, and then the opposite of the truth is profane and vain babblings. It is about the Word of God, but it's just not studying it to know it. For example, here are two people that have the same diet. Daily, their calories are measured. One has the great physique, you know, he's worked out, he's done all this, and he looks in good shape. The other one that eats the same amount of calories, no more, no less, is grossly overweight. And people try to explain that as, well, he's got metabolism problems, he's got thyroid problems, he's got other problems. And the truth may be this. The guy that is so well built would look just like that if he did not exercise. When you just study the Word to try to gain all this knowledge, but not to serve the Lord, not to seek His direction, then you will get a fatness that is killing and not healthy. So you make sure that your study of the Word of God is a study in order to instruct you how to serve the Lord. Now, 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. My friend, you cannot have a right relationship with God and walk in darkness. And so, you've got to depart from iniquity if you want the good hand of the Lord upon you. He goes on in verse 21, says, if a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, that is set apart, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. How did you get prepared unto every good work? Studying to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word equipped you. And is that not what 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 will talk about? That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, having said all that, he then adds in verse 22, flee also youthful lust, youthful desires. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them. It's a specific group. With them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Not everybody or every place. It's those with a pure heart, those with right doctrine. And then you go with them. But then it adds, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Now we begin to see the buildup here. That context doesn't really sound like it's sexual only. See, the lust, and the word lust, plural, is not just one subject of desire, but it may be many different things. Now, I remember a few years ago reading in the paper of a prostitution sting, an operation by our local sheriff's department that was quite successful. And yet, many, as a matter of fact, the majority of those picked up in the sting were over 35. You know, that's not what you and I would call youthful. Although at my age, it is youthful to me to be at 35, but to most people, that is not youthful, that is middle-aged. Youth desires to be liked and to be popular, and will compromise or even abandon principles in order to accomplish that. That is also a youthful desire. Flee the desires, those lusts of the many worldly temptations. Flee those things to be part of your daily life. Flee those things that seek to incorporate those desires into your religion. But on the other hand, as good soldiers, stand and fight. Fight in the battle that the gates of hell cannot withstand. Fight that battle because victory is promised if we'll walk in righteousness and true holiness, because gates are for defense. And God expects us to be on the offense in this warfare. So, my friend, you join in the battle to walk with God. Be holy. Don't flee when the Philistine tries to eliminate your Bible or your biblical principles of worship and standards in day-to-day living. Don't flee. Stand. One old lady, her daughter was trying to comfort her. She's a Christian lady. And the daughter said, Mama, because Mama had been through some health issues. Her husband had died. And a lot of things, is what the world would say, went wrong. She says, Mama, just hang in there. And Mama looked her right in the eye and said, Daughter, hanging is what clothes do on a line. I'm standing on the promises of God. You know, that was such a great answer. That was such a great answer. And that is right. Stand on the promises. Just don't hang in there. Stand. Do something that is right according to the Word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.